This is Senator Al Simpson. The Department of Agriculture has come up with a new way to cut back on food stamp fraud. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, last year, ye old taxpayers lost out on $1 billion because of clerical mistakes and fraud in the food stamp program. That's $1 billion which could have been spent on immunization, Head Start, or AIDS research. While you have deftly ignored this problem for years in your Senate committee, the Bush administration finally did something about it. The Department of Agriculture recently announced it has approved a plan to use plastic debit cards instead of the paper food stamps, which are so easily traded like money or which get lost in the mail. Ted, the 23 million Americans who are on food stamps cost the taxpayers $18 billion a year. That's simply too much money not to have tighter controls on it and to also make certain that those who deserve the aid get it. It's too bad you never wanted to help Bush solve this one.
Al, I wish just once you'd get as hot under the collar about cracking down on deadbeat savings and loan crooks as you do about food stamp frauds by the poor. You seem to have no idea which Senate committee has jurisdiction over the food stamp program. I'm all for cracking down on food stamp abuses. The Agriculture Department's plan to use plastic debit cards makes sense, Al, especially since the problems you're talking about are caused mostly by agency error, not beneficiary fraud. Get a heart too, Al. The basic problem with the food stamp program is the sheer magnitude of the unmet need. The Reagan administration tightened eligibility requirements much too harshly in the 1980s. They knocked large numbers of deserving citizens off the rolls, especially the working poor. It's nice to make the program efficient, Al, but let's make it fair, too. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on why Republicans killed a tough anti-crime bill. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.